Well, we had what used to be called the Humphrey Hawkins testimony from the new Fed chair, Jerome Powell, up on Capitol Hill this past week. And he made a number of comments that were interesting. One of the things that was very notable about the Jerome Powell comments, he did not make any mention, not even one time, of the word slack. Now, if you remember the predecessors, including Chair Yellen, including Chair Bernanke, they would talk about slack in the economy. Well, that was not a word that was used by the new Fed Chair Jerome Powell in his testimony on Capitol Hill before members of the House and Senate committees this past week. And I think the reason is because the new Fed chair recognizes that with the unemployment rate in the low fours, and we'll get a new unemployment rate next Friday when the Department of Labor announces it, but it's in the low fours, and that means we have a tight labor market because that is actually beyond what's defined as full employment at the Federal Reserve. And I think that he recognizes that we have to keep an eye on inflation. And I'm sure he's keeping a very close eye on inflation. I'm sure he's aware that the consumer price index in the last 6 months has risen at an annual rate of 4%. The year-over-year number is 2.1. And the favored inflation gauges of the Fed are even lower than that. So we're watching it at this point. We monitor it. But we have to be aware that it's one of the risks in the market. Interest rates are a risk. Inflation is a risk. Geopolitical events, that's a risk. And certainly, certainly, trade policy is a risk. And we have to watch all of those. Now, the Fed will meet on March 20 and 21. They will have a media conference after the March 21 statement is issued. And we'll get an update. It is my expectation that we're going to see another interest rate increase on March 21. I'm expecting a 0.25% increase. And if that happens, then the new federal funds rate will be 1.5% to 1.75%. Remember, we started at 0 to 25, and we've had five rate hikes taking us to 25, 50, 75, 100, 125, 125 to 150 basis points, 1.25% to 1.5%. Look for another increase in March. That'll take it to 1.5% and 1.75%. I think we're going to see another rate hike in June. If economic growth holds together, that'll put us at 1.75% to 2%. And we could see another rate hike in September, which would put us at 2% to 2.25%. We'll have to see more evidence of economic growth to get to that one. But I think right now it's a probability based on what is going down. Now, we did get a revision of fourth quarter real gross domestic product this week. It was revised down slightly to 2.5% annual. It had been at 2.6 annual in the advance estimate. So we're now at 2.5%. That's fourth quarter estimate. And that was in line with the consensus for the fourth quarter. And that does not change the average annual gain for 2017 of 2.3%, which was better than the prior year, which was actually under 2%. And no question about it, we still are in an economy that's growing at 2 and a fraction, which we've been at for many, many years. But we'll see how that works out going forward. Obviously, if we're going to have a trade war, we're going to have to revisit all of the economic figures. Because a trade war would impact the growth rate of the economy. It would impact inflation. It would impact interest rates, it would impact just about everything. So we'll have to keep a very, very close eye on whether or not we're going to have a trade war. We don't know yet, because so far we just have talk. And with just the talk, we have people coming out of the woodwork screaming and yelling about retaliation. That didn't take long. You know, I wanted to mention things have been buzzing in Las Vegas this week. I know they're having the NASCAR events this weekend, but the world of outlaws came to Las Vegas, Nevada this week on Wednesday and Thursday night. I went out on Thursday night. I had work to do on Wednesday night connected with my investment letter. But on Thursday night, after the investment letter had been published, I was free to go out to the Las Vegas Speedway, and which is up on the north side of town, way north of the side of town, and take in the World of Outlaws sprint car racing That was really, it's always fun to watch the World of Outlaws sprint car racing. It's the highest level sprint car racing in the world. And well, that was really fantastic. And a little cool, but it was worth it. You know, back in the day, I had mentioned that back when I was in college, actually, way back in the day, I remember at one point announcing at three separate tracks. I had a track on Friday night, a track on Saturday night, and a track on Sunday night. And those tracks were Harmony Speedway in the near outside of Phillipsburg, New Jersey, and Hatfield Speedway in Hatfield, Pennsylvania, and Nazareth Speedway in Nazareth, Pennsylvania. And Nazareth is very close to Easton, Pennsylvania. And spent a lot of time in those areas with the sprint cars and the racing cars back in those days doing track announcing, which was a good way to help pay for college. And it was a lot of fun. But it was a thrill to get back into that scene, if you will, with the World of Outlaws sprint cars at Las Vegas on Thursday night. It was a lot of fun. And a nice crowd there, too, despite the weather. Greatest sprint car drivers in the world in that one. We're taking your calls at 1-800-934-2221. That's our contact number on Money Talk.